Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from a listener on Facebook who said, I think my 9-year-old is, quote, soiling the nest, unquote. Is it normal at his age to try to get me to hate him? Loved this question. Let's talk about what soiling the nest is. It is a psychological term that is usually applied to kids who are about to leave home. I just had a kid leave home and experienced a little bit of this phenomenon. Susan Stillman wrote an article for the Washington Post that explained the concept. I'm going to use her explanation because it's a good one. Psychologists say graduating seniors may struggle with vulnerability and self-doubt about their readiness to fling themselves into the daunting unknowns of the next stage of life, but they can't directly confront their sadness about saying goodbye to the familiar knowns of childhood. How can they take flight in that case? Why not soil the nest on the way out, making it easier for us to bid them a good riddance and for them to leave? The more toxic and messy the nest is, the easier it is to transition to the next phase. Basically, it's this place sucks anyway. I don't want to be here anyway. This is a thing. This is real. Is your 9-year-old doing this is an interesting question. Well, is your 9-year-old taking a big step towards independence right now? Probably not, because you're not mentioning that you're sending them to a military academy or anything. But maybe your child is facing changing classrooms, moving around to new teachers, a new school. If not, hey, he is heading back to school in an unending pandemic. There's a lot to be stressed about. As the school year, the impending school year nears, I often see increased irritability in the children that I live with. So yes, it's a thing. Is your child trying to make you hate him? It just feels that way. It's really him taking out his anxieties that are really about something else. And as frustrating as it is, if you can get curious about what's underneath the iceberg, as we like to say, what's really going on? What are they really upset about that they don't have the emotional maturity to say, hey, I'm really feeling a little anxious about the soccer tryouts next week, and they're taking something out on you about the toast being burnt. It's really about something else. But what I wanted to focus on is this idea that your 9-year-old is doing this. Sounds like your 8-year-old wasn't doing this, and there's this sudden onset of really unlovable behavior that is seeking a certain reaction from you. And what is that about? There is a fascinating child development theory by Arnold Gissell that really applies here. So he worked 100 years ago, early in the 20th century. He observed and documented patterns in the way children develop. And he found what he thought were very predictable sequences where a child would cycle back and forth in sort of a cyclical spiral, like a, you know, DNA helix. They go back and forth from equilibrium to disequilibrium. Those are his words. That your child will alternate between smooth, calm behavior, equilibrium, with unsettled, uneven behavior, disequilibrium. That this cycling back and forth between those things, circling around at first very quickly, every 6 months, and then more like every year, and then more like every 2 years as they age. It happens. It's normal. They alternate. There's a series of books that explore this behavior where they sort of say 6-year-olds are tame and 7-year-olds are a pain. It's not necessarily that simple because your child's real age and their developmental age don't necessarily match up. But I will say the Center for Parenting Education does say about 9-year-olds in particular 9-year-olds, they say, seem to exhibit many worries and anxieties and become more demanding as they cycle once again into disequilibrium. I'll put that link in the show notes if you want to read more. So sounds like whether your child is 9 or 11, when your kid is all of a sudden really acting up, really working your last nerve, they are in a period of disequilibrium. Your child's brain is sorting things. They're getting ready to take a big step forward. Like in little kids, a 2.5-year-old that's being like a nightmare all of a sudden is probably about to take a huge step forward linguistically. And then we'll have the language to explain what they need. And then, you know, won't throw tantrums in the same way. It's almost as if children need to take 2 steps back developmentally, this theory suggests, before they take a step forward. And then they're going to gain, you know, new skills. They're getting ready. They're latent. They're going to explode and go into a new phase with much more equilibrium. It really helped me as my kids were growing up to be like, oh, this is the thing, right? They would kind of take turns. They would cycle back and forth between equilibrium and disequilibrium. I loved this chart so much. I put it in my book, When Did I Get Like This? And I talked about this because it just really helped me. I'm like, oh, this is a thing. This is supposed to be happening. Yeah, I'm right. They weren't like this 6 months ago. And it's also true they won't be like this 6 months from now. It doesn't mean that you don't ever push back and say, hey, I don't like that tone of voice. Hey, mister, you can do that. But try not to get locked in a battle of the wills with your difficult kid, because this will wane. Just like there was a sudden increase, it will suddenly go away. And this kid will walk into the kitchen and say, hey, mom. And you'll think like, what kid is this? And they've entered their period of equilibrium. At least that's what I wish for you. Send us your questions and we might answer yours next. There's a million ways you can do that. You can email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. You can send us a message on Facebook. You can join our Facebook group at What Fresh Hellcast. You can send us a DM on Instagram. You can tweet us. Reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests, too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.